This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Weekend observations are coming up. It is Dan is Loud Wrong Day. Everyone's ganging up on me. I'm not allowed to correct anybody. Chris Cody mentioned during the break that Dan said Mike Glennon would be good. I think that's unfair. I said that Mike Glennon, when I saw him in college, he looked like a professional quarterback to me.
Right.
It does not rank Chris Cody, I don't believe, in at the very top of this list. But because Dan is Loud Wrong Day is here, I will accept your mockery and welcome it from all angles today. That's the beating I'm supposed to take because Jimmy Butler made me eat it last night. It's the rare thing I don't enjoy eating. Christine Lisi, what is the continuation of this conversation look like?
And finally, Tweety Bird is male. Speaking of being surprised to learn someone's male, here's Dan.
Oh, whoa! Low blow.
Maybe that's for your Josh Allen take.
Maybe. At Le Batard Show is where you vote on the polls. Let's do it. Let's do Stugatz's. Thank you, Christine. Stugatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto only at Advance Auto Parts. Dan?
No.
49 points.
No.
Odell running for touchdowns.
No.
Jarvis throwing for touchdowns.
No.
Cody Parkey.
No.
What?
No.
A handsome devil on the sideline?
No.
And a 3-1 record?
No.
Dan?
No.
The Cleveland Browns?
No.
Are?
No.
Back?
No. That no is there because you may not have been with us earlier. Stugatz asked me if I could see Jimmy Butler scoring 40 points in a game.
Dan, do you think Jimmy Butler can give you one of those games?
No.
You don't. It's my favorite kind of no, the condescending no.
Yes, it's the best of the no's. No.
Stephen A.
No.
Cowboy hat.
No.
And a cigar.
No.
First take.
No.
Collision course.
No.
For those of you.
No.
That thought the thing.
No.
I've warned you not to think.
No.
Or God forbid.
No.
Said the thing.
No.
I've told you not to say.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I tried to warn you.
No.
It wouldn't be the first weekend in October.
No.
Without the Preakness Stakes.
No.
What happened there?
No.
The Cowboys defense is awful. But the Browns are still back. The starter at a golf course when the course is playing cart path only due to bad weather. Who, before you go out to play, says, remember, boys, all four wheels on the concrete all the way through. Starter, most people call you a douche.
Oh.
Not me. I give you a 20 and tell my friends I love you. Florida Gator tight end Kyle Pitts has 6 touchdowns over the last 2 weeks. Dan, you know what Pitts has written all over him? He has Sundays written all over him.
Sundays.
Man, a little slow today. I got it.
Their skill guys are really good. Yep. Tony's really good, too.
If you looked up Sundays in the dictionary, there would be a picture of Kyle Pitts. Once you have seals kissed by a rose in your head, it could stay there for days. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I had Marlins Will Soar stuck in my head all weekend by Scott Stapp, so I can't tell you you were wrong. And I infected Mike as soon as I told him that I had it stuck in my head. Then it was stuck in his head. No. Right.
Get kissed by a rose stuck in your head and see what happens.
No.
It's still there.
No.
It's Friday.
No.
27-16.
No.
Career record.
No.
And 10-6.
No.
Over his last 16 games.
No.
Why is Tom Herman
no.
still the head coach
no.
at Texas?
No.
The Florida Gators
no.
might be the best team in the country.
No.
Also,
no.
they might not be.
No.
How about that?
No.
It's crazy. After starting 0-2, the Panthers have won 2 straight
no.
and improved to 2-2. You know what Matt Rhule is putting on this team, Dan?
No.
He's putting his stamp on them. 126, the amount of points given up the last 3 weeks by the Cowboys D. Someone explain to me.
No.
How in 2020, Falcons wide receiver Russell Gage is playing a week after sustaining a concussion, yet Davante Adams might miss a second consecutive week with a pulled hamstring. Hammy, I'm not certain there's anything more frustrating than pressing the wrong button on your Apple TV remote control.
No.
It's the worst. You click on the wrong show. No. I mean, there's 10 steps to get back to where you wanted to get to.
No.
A tradition unlike any other. The Brian Hoyer start. Congratulations to NBC.
No.
For not, or CBS, excuse me.
No.
For not only getting the earlier game.
No.
But also getting the better game.
No.
Justin Herbert.
How did you read CBS?
I wrote NBC. Listen, you're wrong.
No.
Justin Herbert. That's all I got.
No.
Just Justin Herbert. Death. Taxes. And the Cameron Brate 3-yard touchdown catch. Since everyone said Drew Brees was done, he has 5 touchdowns, 1 interception, a 78% completion percentage, and a quarterback rating of 122. Everyone, zip it up.
No.
Story by Zach Lowe.
No.
How LeBron, AD, and the Lakers are smothering opponents. Cliff Notes version. They have 2 aliens on their team. Cleveland Browns.
No.
2 points.
No.
The hard way. Mike McCarthy.
No.
Is making Jason Garrett look like Tom Landry.
No.
DeAndre Hopkins.
No.
7 catches.
No.
41 yards. DeAndre.
No.
The Jarvis Landry.
No.
Is strong in you. Don't look now.
No.
But the Carolina Panthers are 2-2. I'm not sure why I wrote this. Also, it's totally okay to look. I don't know what I was doing.
Why are you saying it for the second time?
I don't know. But don't look now.
Matt Rhule make put. So don't look at Matt Rhule putting his stamp on that team? Okay.
Yeah, but you can. Like, nothing's going to happen. Rams.
No.
Congratulations.
No.
On doing just enough.
No.
Congrats to the Seahawks for getting the job done. And congratulations to the Buccaneers for winning a shootout. If Dimes is what you call someone who is awful at their job, then Danny Dimes it is. The term 3 wide doesn't get me nearly as excited as the term trips. Got to give Dan credit.
No.
He was all over this Josh Allen guy.
No.
Saw it before anyone else did.
No.
If the Jets drafted Josh Allen.
No.
And the Bills drafted Sam Darnold.
No.
Sam Darnold would be Josh Allen.
No.
And Josh Allen.
No.
Would have gotten mono.
No.
I hate them.
No.
I really do. Want to beat the Seahawks?
No.
You'll have to kill Russell Wilson.
No.
Literally.
No.
At 0-4, I can't believe I'm saying this. The New York Giants are in the mix.
No.
At one point over the weekend on ESPN.com, all 7 of the headlines were about individuals who tested positive for COVID or games that had to be rescheduled because of COVID. How are we doing? Speaking of hell.
No.
Art Briles.
No.
Dan.
No.
Those.
No.
On the weekend.
No.
Observations.
No.
I am stunned that you did not have any Jimmy Butler savaging weekend observation. Didn't even need him today.
No.
If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and the Big Sui On Demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes posted every week wherever you get your podcast. And it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Tomorrow night, if you're not getting quite enough of us in all of these venues between Mystery Crate and Stupidity and South Beach Sessions, the local hour, the digital only hour. Tomorrow night, we will be watching the game. We'll have another watch party. The show will be watching the game on Twitch. Tony, what information do the people need to have if they want to watch the game with us tomorrow night, Heat and Lakers?
go over and follow twitch.tv/LebatardandFriends, and we'll be kicking off there shortly, close to game time.
Okay, what time is tomorrow's game? Is it a 9 o'clock game?
It's a late one, Dano.
Woof! Okay, that hurts. 9 p.m.
Yep. You got Marlins and Braves at 2:08 p.m. Eastern. I mean, you can't even really get a nap in. This is difficult.
Billy, are you doing a Twitch with Marlins and Braves? You are scheduling. You're going to do two of them. You're
going to do a doubleheader day night, Billy.
About this basketball Twitch now, so it seems like maybe next round. I don't know. I was aiming for like a Thursday game, but I don't know that people want multiples of these this week.
Well, on one day would probably be much. I don't
That's
think for the, I don't for the week for the week. I don't think it's too much. But you decide when it is you want to do one of those. Again, we will be watching a watch party on Twitch tomorrow night. Wanted to ask you guys this question based on the finals. I saw a map of the rooting interests by state. Which way do you think that would go, Stugatz? 50 states. Which way do you, think it would go?
I'm serious.
Which way do you think that would go? Like how heavily pro Laker or pro Heat do you think that the 50 states would go?
I think it's more pro LeBron and wanting him to see wanting to see him win a fourth title here. A lot of people don't like Miami. I would say, like, I don't know, 35 states for the Lakers.
It's 42. It's 42 states for the Lakers and 8 for the Heat. I think the Dakotas were on there for some reason that I
could. Skyforce.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Wow.
There you go.
It's part of Heat Nation. They see you, Sioux Falls.
That is what it is, isn't it? Yeah. But what is happening there? Because I thought the underdog, is it Tyler Hero's snarl? Are the Miami Heat unlikable? Is it what Stugatz is saying? I'm surprised that you guys are going for such a heavy favorite. I'm surprised that so many states are going for a guy.
Well, Jimmy Butler's burned bridges now in 3 different states, so they're out.
Right. That's a good point.
Okay, fair enough. But the Tyler Hero snarl, that's not something that anyone but Miami likes, correct? The baby shark teeth.
I really think it has more to do not with teams, but with a player, with LeBron James. I really think there's a good amount of people who'd like to see him win a fourth title here.
All right, so you like him now?
I mean, him more.
Yeah, the hate's dissipated. He changed all that. When he won for Cleveland.
Right.
Scream, Cleveland, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, famous, infamous, back to mega famous, more famous than ever before. Conquering hero. He changed the narrative about him with one SI article and then a championship thereafter.
He left. He didn't forget where he came from. He went back to the place that he came from, and he brought it full circle. He won them a title.
We're going to marvel at the way he managed his career, no matter how it ends up, because how can you argue with the way all of it was done? Like, you can have your quibbles about not liking a 25-year-old doing a television show with ESPN, but he triggered a decade of player empowerment in his sport. And at the end of it, you weren't actually that mad about the television show he did, because look at you now. You're all rooting for him against an underdog who's not supposed to be there, against a team that is a surprise and an underdog, and that's usually what people love in sports. But here, you're front-running with the favorite. How mad were you really? Like, how mad were you really if he could fix it just by going back there?
I guess you weren't that mad to begin with. There are small things, you know, in his resume that you could poke holes at. They're very small, minute things, like Dan Gilbert finding out the same time that we found out that he was leaving Cleveland. But I think when you look back, you're going to find a great athlete who did very little off the court that got him in any sort of trouble, would make people dislike him. In fact, he did so much off the court that would make you respect him even more.
It's just crazy to think, right, what the journey has been, that he's not the one that disappears last night, but the 25-year-old brought in to help be a fountain of youth for him was the one that disappeared last night. And you can marvel at any number of things, right? Even as Goran Dragic is out, even as Bam Adebayo is out, LeBron James has never missed a playoff game. I mean, what sense does that make when he plays that physical a style and is that big with that body? What sense does it make at all in that sport where guys are always twisting ankles that guy has never missed a playoff game?
I'm waiting for him to age, too. Because at 35 years old, he still does that spinning move. Doesn't matter if it's Jimmy Butler guarding him. Like, yeah. Jimmy Butler's strong, and he's still at will. And usually it's an and one.
Well, how small do Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero look next to him? They're not small human beings, but how small do they look next to him?
Well, I mean, last night, LeBron looked small next to Jimmy.
Yeah, that's right.
No, he did look smaller.
Yeah, it's loud wrong day because you said Jimmy Butler was incapable of putting up that game. You, quote, put it past him.
Yes, I did put it past him. That's true.
Even Myers Leonard at one point tried to, like, wrap his arms around LeBron, and he couldn't contain him.
The thing that was interesting about watching Jimmy Butler last night is the specific difference between what he would do when LeBron was on him, where he stayed on the perimeter, sort of roaming around, and then the moment he would get the pick that he needed and the switch that he needed.
He'd take it.
No, but how excited you would see that immediately. If somehow he didn't get what he needed and LeBron stayed with him, he wouldn't go to the rim. I think he only did it once on LeBron in the second half. It was a different Jimmy Butler the way that he was played when LeBron was on him, but they couldn't keep LeBron on him. And whenever it was anybody else, he didn't care who else it was. But the size difference between the two of them is interesting. Even as that stat we gave you earlier in the show, yesterday there were 32 possessions where Jimmy Butler guarded LeBron James, and on those 32 possessions, LeBron James had 9 points and 7 turnovers. Hmm.
This, historically, has been LeBron's easiest path to the title. Even when he won it in 5 against the Oklahoma City Thunder, Oklahoma City took game 1, and you still had the Celtics series before that. This isn't really adversity, up 2-1. But if Miami gets another one, then it feels...
Like I said, must win.
So what have they played? They played an 8-4, a 5-5. Is that what they've done? An 8? Like they haven't had a top 3 seed on this run to the playoffs.
It's not even Rockets.
And... It's not even so much about the matchups. Even though they did lose game 1 to the Blazers, right? It's about, there's doubt here. Can LeBron do this? LeBron always likes to make it interesting here. There hasn't really been any doubt. You had Charles Barkley knee jerking to the Blazers' recent form, but there hasn't been any sort of adversity for him. If Miami can get another one and more time to get Bam healthy.
I mean, he avoided Giannis and Kawhi. That's it. That's what he avoided, LeBron.
Thank you to all you gentle souls who clawed out my face by pointing out that the Denver Nuggets were a 3 seed. You are correct. I am sorry for the mistake. I am leaking confidence. I have been wrong today in a way that echoes from sea to shining sea. So my apologies for forgetting that the Denver Nuggets were a 3 seed and not a 4 seed. I deserve all of your wrath and all of your criticism and all of your hate and all of your poison and all of your name calling. And I am indeed fat and I am indeed hideous and I am indeed incompetent. Let's go out to Christine Lisi and allow her to continue.
And finally, natural redheads require higher levels of anesthesia than other patients. Speaking of things that put you to sleep, here's Dan and Stu.
Just lazy.
That
just
should make
lazy.
You feel better.
Just lazy. It's unbelievable. I mean, Christine, you got to demand that somebody do better with the writing of those things if those aren't your heartfelt opinion. Thank you for being on with us. Here we go, Stugatz. A tweeter writes in, and we'll get to funniest thing of the sports weekend in a second. LBJ didn't avoid Giannis or Kawhi. LeBron showed up where they were supposed to meet, and those guys were no-shows.
Is that guy?
Emoji crying, a shrugging emoji, and a basketball emoji.
You know what? I love that guy, and he's right. That's it. He didn't avoid them. He met them exactly where he was supposed to meet them, right. And they were no-shows.
That's right.
A great take by him.
Standing in the way was only that loaf of bread from, as we mentioned, the third-seeded Denver Nuggets. Please stop yelling at me. Please forgive me. I am deeply sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. They were indeed two games better than the four seed. I should have known that. And I'm really sorry. Time now for the funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Hey, people, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend.
Funniest thing from the sports weekend is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Again, it's a totally reasonable thing for you to be enraged by, okay? I understand. It is worthy in a difficult, troubled America in 2020 for you to escalate this to the top of your list of concerns above all others. I got it wrong, and I'm sorry. I don't know how to apologize. I hope I have my job in the morning. The 2-1 pitch to Castellano, deep to left. Mike, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Well, shout out to Funhouse at Back After This for putting this on my radar. Mike Francesa on September 15th tweeted, "I hear Browns, who are clueless, looking to trade Odell." Since then, the Browns are 3-0, 40 points per game, and Odell stopped complaining for the first time in his career.
There it is. Mike Ryan is enjoying himself some 30-point Brown games. Roy, what would you say was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Mike Golic Sr. called Bam Adebayo Sam.
Totally different guy. I mean,
he's not nearly as good. Sam Adebayo is not good at all, actually. Sam Adebayo works in the produce section of Whole Foods.
Or he's a tennis player.
Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's true. Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, the 49ers had the ball on the half-yard line, and then Malik Jackson of the Eagles, when the referees turned around, just kind of slid the ball about a yard further with his foot.
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, yesterday during the Lakers and Heat game, it's something that happens to the best of us, where Kyle Kuzma went to go give AD a handshake, and all of a sudden, there was a miss, and AD had to give himself a hand clap.
Yes. Meanwhile, Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler could slap five without even looking at each other as Tyler Hero snarled that baby shark snarl. Chris, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
During UNC Boston College, an official on the sideline was very vigorously waving his arm to signal for the clock to keep rolling. And in this motion, he cup-checked one of the UNC coaches.
I saw that.
I did. I saw that as well. Which was the game that I saw the highlight of running back breaking away from the secondary and flashing the peace sign and then getting tackled before he got to the end zone?
That was the Kentucky game, I believe. It was a wide receiver. It happened a couple of times over the weekend, and they lost the ball before they scored.
Yeah, they fumbled.
Kentucky's Asim Rose, 72-yard run, stopped just at the goal line because he did the peace sign.
And they lost by 1 point, right? They ended up losing. I didn't realize that they didn't score on that possession.
That started with Tariq Hill. He would do it at like the 50 because he knew no one was going to catch him, but he keeps warning kids in college, hey, wait until you're in the end zone.
Yes, man. Don't do that unless you're me, moron. Here's what we've got from the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are known for failure. I think they have won a single playoff game, the Detroit Lions, since the 1950s, if I don't have that incorrect. They have not, they've made not one, but two of the greatest players ever at their position quit during their career. That's how bad the Detroit Lions are. And yet it was until yesterday that they became the first team in the history of the sport to lose six straight games after holding double-digit leads. The first team in the history of all NFL games. We have to get to a stat of the day here. We've got a ton of sports to get to, obviously, because we are being inundated and overwhelmed with sports at every turn. So please, Mike, give me the short introduction, please, to Stat of the Day.
Stat of the Day, Stat of the Day, it is your Stat of the Day. Stat of the Day, Stat of the Day, it is your Stat of the Day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Courtesy of ESPN Stats and Info at ESPN Stats Info on Twitter. The Eagles are in first place in the NFC East despite running three plays all season while leading in the fourth quarter. The Giants and Cowboys have yet to run any, and Washington ran 11 all in week one versus the Eagles. That division is the worst I've ever seen.
It's been for a while. I don't think that Dallas is actually bad, but they are. It doesn't matter what I think because I don't know what I'm talking about. But the Dallas Cowboys have allowed so many points that you made the point earlier that Cowboy fans must be yearning for Jason Garrett. Mike McCarthy has started the season, and yesterday was Mike McCarthy angry. Him talking, the only game they've won, they needed a total miracle to win against the Falcons.
That is correct. They have 126 points, which is second in the NFC. They are 1-3.
Well, how many points have they allowed?
146.
That's four games. That's four games, 146 points.
Well, you can't fault them. Yesterday, they ran into an offensive juggernaut. Should be synonymous with great offenses in the league. I know you want to go to the top of the food chain with the Kansas City Chiefs, but maybe, just maybe, you should mention the Cleveland Browns in the same breath. Wow, 3-1. What a season.
I want to say something, but I'm not allowed to because today is Dan is Loud Wrong Day. I will remind you, though, that for whatever happiness Mike Ryan is experiencing at the moment, I don't know how he experienced Dallas's comeback late in that game. I do know that he was yelling at his television last night during the Heat game that he would kill Duncan Robinson himself.
Yeah. Yes, I was. I was yelling that. Yeah. He's missing a lot of shots, and he's just killing me.
Now, where are your wife and your daughter, your one-year-old daughter?
My one-year-old daughter is a great sleeper, thankfully. So I was yelling this in my living room, and she didn't chime in. My wife did, though. She agrees. She shares the same sentiment. And also very thankful that there was a 7:30 start. I may have screamed. In a joking manner, I don't want anything serious to happen.
You're not an actual murderer.
Driving to the bubble to kill him myself. Well, I screamed, I'll kill you myself out of frustration.
Only because they've only played three games so far.
We're just a bunch of guys talking sports, right? Just sports, right?
And your wife was chiming in. She was fine with it.
Because I mean, she's frustrated.
But if you woke that baby up, she would have killed you.
Yes. Okay.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. Have you ever shouted during a sporting event at your television, I will kill you myself? Because I am
strong, but heat of the moment stuff, right?
He had a big three late in that game.
Yeah, it was Lutheran
Rye
at that point.
You keep making it a big three. Up already by nine, or they were almost up. Like, what are you talking about? He was terrible. He was.
I may have shipped him off
terrible.
To Sacramento a couple of times during the course of that game. Come on, man. It's been. We're now on our third playoff series of this, Duncan. Let's go. Come on.
Are you disputing whether or not that was a big three? Not today, Dano.
Oh, I shouldn't do that, right? What's the fine for that? What I did dispute that. I can't believe I lasted as long as I did today without getting fined. I did indeed dispute whether that was a big three. So what is the fine for that? Is it $1?
I believe it's $200.
Right? Yeah, I thought it was $250, but I'll take $200. That's fine. Yeah.
You just put down $1.
Okay,
that's
$1. There it is. That is all you're getting from me.
I was pretty sure it was
$250. 49 more.
Are you telling us we were wrong?
I thought the maximum fine.
You are. You're telling us that our math is wrong.
Right.
That's another fine.
Well, now that's $499 now.
I love these days.
$500.
I am
the guy put two singles.
So happy that this is 30 seconds from ending. I was actively rooting at the end of that game for him not to get to 40.
Oh, 40 was such a specific number. He needed to get 40.
I didn't want him to get another point after he got 40.
No, I just wanted him 40 flat.
I wanted him to stop flat. At 39 so I could have one dollop of dignity when I walked.
He had a couple of late free throws that I was just hand on my knees.
Miss one, I'm yelling at the screen. I'll kill everybody.
I'll kill you myself.
I'll kill everybody myself. again, Twitch tomorrow night if you want to see that for yourself.